PET CT is possibly appropriate for characterization of mass lesion. FDG uptake may discriminate benign from malignant structures of the biliary tract. PET CT is possibly appropriate for staging. In limited series, PET has been shown to be more accurate than CT scanning for defining the N and M stages of the disease. A case of gallbladder angiocarcinoma with suspicious liver metastases. MEEP PET showed the primary tumor with liver and mediastinal hypermetabolic lesions. Axial PET CT showed the intensely hypermetabolic primary tumor and confirmed multiple liver metastases and medicinal metastatic lymph nodes as well. These mediastinal lymph nodes and liver lesions were not suspected by conventional images. PET may be indicated to better assess N and M stages in patients with otherwise resectable disease. A case of Klaskin tumor with distant bone metastases in the right iliac bone, only detected by PET CT as shown by axial PET CT images. PET CT is possibly appropriate for response evaluation. No data available, though a rationale exists for the use of PET in this setting with the use of chemotherapy to downstage tumors. PET CT is inappropriate for restaging end of therapy. There are no data indicating a role for PET following completion of therapy for cholangio and gallbladder carcinomas. PET CT is inappropriate for restaging confirmed reoccurrence. Limited data are available, however, it is unlikely that PET detected reoccurrence would be amenable to curative treatment. PET CT is inappropriate for detection of suspected reoccurrence. Limited data are available. However, it is unlikely that PET detected reoccurrence would be amenable to curative treatment. PET CT is inappropriate for routine follow-up. There are no data indicating a role in PET in follow-up of cholangio and gallbladder carcinomas. PET CT is inappropriate for radiotherapy planning. There are no data indicating a role for PET in the planning of radiotherapy for cholangio and gallbladder carcinomas.